This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 841, Ask an Expert, IELTS listening questions that break your brain.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll hear our expert IELTS answers to common and not so common IELTS listening worries straight from students like you. Listen up, take notes, and be extra prepared for your IELTS listening exam.
Hey, Aubrey, I have a question.
Yes, let's hear it.
Do you spend a lot of time on Facebook?
Not really. I'm more on Instagram with friends and family. Kind of the only time I'm on Facebook actually is to go into our Three Keys IELTS Facebook group and answer questions.
And you spend a lot of time in there, huh?
Yes, that's true. I am. You know, I'm in there every day. I try to answer questions as quickly as I can, for sure within 24 hours. And there are several questions every day. So yeah, it takes some time.
Yeah, several, tons. So guys, today you are going to get our expert answers to many listening questions that have come up in our Three Keys Facebook group recently. But before that, guys, I want to share a little story to show you the phrase breaking your brain, because it seems like the IELTS listening exam is breaking some students' brains recently. And so we're going to talk about that phrase. First, what does that phrase mean, to break someone's brain?
Yeah, so this is a great expression, right? It's just when you're so focused on someone that it's driving you crazy. You're frustrated. You're breaking your brain because something is upsetting you, or you don't understand something. You're confused. It can apply to a lot of different scenarios.
Anytime your brain is just done and your emotions have been like heightened to the point where you just can't think or like act normally anymore, you're just like, nope, this is breaking my brain. I can't do this anymore. So guys, today you're going to learn how to not break your brain for IELTS listening. But first, let me tell you a little story about yesterday. James and I and my niece Draven, we went snowboarding. And we went like 3 times last year, and this is our first time up this year. And I got him a lesson. Like, I paid someone else to teach him because I thought that would be easier, right?
Because like, parents, should help.
Yeah, like parents teaching kids is like real tough. So that happened. Everything was great. He was feeling super confident and like really excited to take the chairlift up to the top. And within the first like 100 feet at the top of the mountain, he had a fall and it broke his brain. Like, he was done. And then his brain continued to be broken because it's really difficult to unbreak your brain right away. Like, you just can't, right? Especially a kid. And so like, the whole rest of the way down the mountain was just full of tears, and it was real hard. And then we ended up being at the wrong chairlift half a mile from where we needed to be. So we had to like unstrap from our snowboards and carry them and walk half a mile.
Because he was done. He's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh my God. He was done for hours. And towards the end, honestly, I was done too. I was like, you know, we gave it our best. And I think snowboarding is just not in the cards for us.
I have a quick story where I literally broke my brain. This is this is kind of an idiom we're talking about, but I once wrecked when I was snowboarding and I ran into a snowmaking machine. Like the metal part, and it cut like my brain just above the ear, and I passed out. They had to take me down the hill in like the toboggan, and was blood everywhere. They stitched me up. I was really lucky. Like, they said it was millimeters from like permanent brain damage. It was crazy.
What? Oh,
I know,
my God.
Right? I was like 18 when that happened. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous sport.
It is, man. And expensive.
Yes.
Guys, we're going to get to these listening questions and answers in just a second. But I want to remind you that when we do have these informal chats at the beginning, these are perfect models for stuff you could talk about on the speaking exam, guys, because there are questions all the time about sports, exercise, problems, difficult experiences. So don't skip that beginning part, guys. All right. So let's get to these listening questions that have been breaking students' brains. That's tough to say. All right, Aubrey, what is the first listening question?
Okay, so we had a student that posted in there, and they were talking about the instructions when it says no more than three words. They said they took a practice test in one of the IELTS prep books, and they didn't encounter a single answer that had three words, which does seem strange, right? You would think, okay, yeah, if it's going to say more than three words, there's definitely going to be at least one answer that is three words. That's what we would expect as well. But there really are no guarantees, right?
Yeah, so that's tricky because I think, like, as a general rule, if the instructions say no more than three words, there's gonna be one answer with three words, or they would have said no more than two words. But there are questions that have more than one option. So perhaps one of the options is three words, but then the other option could be two words. So yes, it is possible that you will not have an answer with three words, even if the instructions say three words. And I could see that breaking someone's brain because, like, the answers don't make sense with the instructions. So that's a super good question. And guys,
and yeah, you don't want to spend a ton of time when you're taking the exam going back and looking, okay, which one of these is three words, because you're going to waste so much time breaking your brain trying to find the right one. You don't have that kind of time.
And you know what, guys? Don't waste time breaking your brain in your preparation either and trying to search all over the internet for an answer to this. You could spend an hour and get three different answers. So instead, the smarter choice is to be a three-key student where you can ask our team of experts, me and Aubrey, and you get an answer usually the same day. I mean, there's no other access to support like that to experts. So allearsenglish.com/KEYS, guys, you could get in today. All right, so the next question is interesting. Aubrey and I actually talked about this for a minute. So on a listening practice test the student did, the answer was 50 kilometers, right? But the spelling, she wasn't sure if it should be like the British spelling or the American spelling, the M-E-T-R-E-S or M-E-T-E-R-S. So R-E-S is British. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's an Aretha Franklin song. Don't, but that's fine. R-E-S is the British spelling and E-R-S is American spelling. Is one correct and one wrong, Aubrey?
They're definitely both accepted, right?
Yeah.
For everything, British spelling, American spelling, they're both right.
Exactly, guys. So that question comes up all the time. There's a few questions today that we see a lot, guys, and I'm sure you guys have some of these questions. So British or American spelling, both are correct in the eyes of IELTS. Also, abbreviations. So here's the thing, guys. You can abbreviate distances, like instead of kilometers, write KM, right? But as a rule, do not abbreviate anything else, guys, because the abbreviation will be wrong. You have to spell it out on the listening test and in the writing. But if it's a distance or a measurement like kilometers, you can abbreviate.
So yeah, this is really where students can waste so much time. I saw online a video, it was supposedly an IELTS expert, and he was talking about how important it is when you abbreviate like this to put KMS for 50 kilometers. No, right? We don't use
the
S. It doesn't matter. Like, I know it's so difficult for students to know who to trust, who really is an expert, who really knows what they're talking about, right? So this is why it's so important to be a part of the three keys system, because Jessica, you were an examiner for 14 years. You know the ins and out, the details about the test, every single question anyone could ask, they know they're getting from us the correct information. So come to allearsenglish.com, right? /keys, K-E-Y-S. And then you're immediately added to our Facebook group, where if you have questions like these, you know you're going to get the correct answer right away, within 24 hours, I'd like to say.
Exactly. All right, guys. So immediately after this very short break, you will get three more answers to very common and brain-breaking listening questions. Hello, future IELTS test takers. If you want the insider information about the IELTS exam, Three Keys IELTS has all of it from my 14 years of experience. Guys, check it out. We have general, academic, paper, or computer. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That's allearsenglish.com/keys. All right, guys. So here's a great question about timing. How long will I have to read the questions and highlight keywords in the case of the computer test or underline keywords on the paper test before the audio begins? So IELTS is very standard about this. You should know exactly what to expect, right? If it is a section that is broken up into two bits, right? So sections one and two, right? You'll have two halves, whereas section four will just go through the straight through the whole section with no break in the middle. So usually, guys, you're going to have like 30 seconds to look at the questions, but just pay attention because the person on the recording tells you exactly which questions to look at. So you will now have some time to look at questions one to five. So in that case, just look at questions one to five. You will have enough time to underline the keywords. And then after that next break, right? Then the person will say, now you will have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. So just listen to what the person tells you. You will have enough time for the amount of questions that you will have to look at before you listen. So that's a good question.
Yeah. Well, and it's so useful to know that it's about 30 seconds because if you've never taken the test before and you don't have anyone to ask this, then you're like, okay, how fast do I need to be here? So it's good to know about how long you have, definitely.
Yeah. And guys, I mean, you just need to practice a lot. Because then you know what to expect. Because as long as the practice test is valid, like the Three Keys practice tests or the Cambridge practice tests, guys, we follow the exact format. Everything is exactly the same as test day. So again, it's all about trust, guys. Make sure you're using the right material. Now, the next question about dates. I see this question a lot.
Yes.
Aubrey, what did this student wonder about?
So, and we do, I probably see this question at least once a week, once every other week, where students are not sure how to write dates for the listening. Do we write 12th of April, April 12th? April the 12th or like 4/12, 4-12, they don't know. And they'll have teachers, I'll be teaching personal coach classes and a student has told me, okay, I had a teacher tell me that I have to write 4-12 instead of 4/12. And I'm like, no,
that's weird.
You're getting weird information. And so we let students know you want to write exactly what you hear. If the audio, they say 12th of April, that's what you want to write. Write it exactly as you hear it. But that being said, we say dates differently in the United States than they do in the United Kingdom, and both are accepted, right? 12 April, April 12, both are right.
Again, don't break your brain about that. But also, I can't believe a teacher told her to write 4-12. Like, no, that's weird.
No.
We do that if we're also including a year. Right? Sometimes. But that won't be a format you'll use on the test. So guys, I've been teaching IELTS for like 16 years, an examiner for 14 years. That has never been an answer. 4-12. That's so weird.
Because they're never going to say 4-12, right? They're saying April 12.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. Such a weird. Who are these teachers? Who are these teachers, Aubrey? All right. Now, the next question about articles. This is an important question, guys. Listen up, because I'm certain some of you have made this mistake and wondered why it's not correct in your answer. So it's about missing an article. Instead of a female elephant, this student just wrote female elephant and was wondering why it was marked wrong. So guys, if it is sentence completion, summary completion, the grammar has to be correct. All right. And in short answer, even the grammar has to be correct. That is why it would be marked wrong if you're missing an article. However, guys, if it's note completion, table completion, you need to be intelligent about it and look at what the how the other answers are presented in that group, right? So if you are completing one bullet point in a list of 5 bullet points and all the other ones have an article, then your answer will also have an article. So definitely, guys, in that time you have to look at the questions before you listen, you need to try to read as much as you can, because that's going to give you a clue as to what you should write in your answer.
Yeah. And it's so important to take that little bit of time to check your answers, because often when you're reading through what's already there and what you wrote, maybe the article was already provided for you. And so you shouldn't put it, right? You have to really pay attention to the text that's already there and what is being asked.
And that's one of our 3 key strategies, guys. I know that I've seen some bad advice out there. IELTS tutors telling you to just skip to the next section as soon as you can. Guys, you are given time to check your answers. You must check your answers. Do not try and game the system. Do not skip ahead. Don't trust tutors that tell you that. That is bad advice, guys. You need to check your answers for grammar, like in this example with the articles, but also for spelling.
Yes.
When you check your answers, guys, that's your chance to get 1 or 2 more correct. And that's the difference in a whole band score, right? So, guys, don't skip anything. Trust our system, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Aubrey, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, for sure. I actually really love answering the questions in the Facebook group. They're always really intelligent questions, well thought out. Even though we see some of them, you know, multiple times, it's because this is something that comes up on the test. This is important to know. And it's just, it's awesome. We have this really active Facebook community where students are helping each other and they're finding speaking partners. And it's just, I love that we have this resource for our students, and I love being in there. It's such a positive, active community where they're congratulating each other when they get their scores, and I love it. So you guys, if you're not part of it yet, join up, right? allearsenglish.com/keys, and you can join this Facebook community where you can feel like you won't be alone anymore. Like, don't do IELTS alone. Get into a community where you feel that support, definitely.
We are here for you guys. All right, Aubrey, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.